Planet Earth time now, and best known for Brunel's Clifton Suspension Bridge, the Avon Gorge in Bristol, in southwest England, is also home to several unique species of plants. Some tree species here, varieties of sorbus, aren't found anywhere else in the world, and they've evolved an unusual reproductive process. Planet Earth's Richard Hollingham clambered down a steep path into the wooded gorge to talk to Mandy Leavers from the Avon Gorge and Downs Wildlife Project, and also Simon Hiscock, a professor of botany at the University of Bristol. Richard started off by asking Simon how you would spot a sorbus tree.
Its common name is whitebeam because of the colour of the leaves in the spring. They're members of a big family, the rose family, Rosaceae.
So point some out to me. Where is one?
Just up there, there's one of the rare ones that we only find in the gorge, Sorbus bristoliensis, and also over here, Sorbus wilmottiana, which is another endemic to the gorge.
And so they're sort of spindly trees with the leaves are quite
palish, yeah. Up at the top and they're
small
falling at the moment, and they have this sort of white tinge, which is much more pronounced in the spring when they first come out.
So what's special about them? What makes them different?
Well, what's special about the ones in the Avon Gorge is that we've got a process of evolution going on here that is constantly generating new genotypes, new species through processes of hybridization. This is when two distinct either species or microspecies cross-pollinate to make hybrid seed. The hybrids reproduce principally by asexual reproduction, making seeds without sex. And then every so often there's a leaky bit of sex involved, back crossing to one of the sexuals or to another form. And this then generates hybrids, which are then maintained by asexual reproduction. So it's a very sort of fluid process.
So, Mandy, in terms of the area here, not just the individual species, how important is this in conservation terms?
Well, the Avon Gorge is considered to be one of the top three sites of rare plants in England. There are 27 nationally rare and scarce plants that grow here. So it's internationally important as a special area of conservation and also nationally as a site of special scientific interest.
I have to say, it's pleasant. It doesn't look particularly special.
Well, a lot of the plants that grow here have been growing here for a very, very long time, and most of them are very, very small. The white beams are really an exception. So things like the Bristol onion and the Bristol rockcress, which just grow here and nowhere else in the rest of the country, but they all belong to a community of limestone grassland plants, and that's what's particularly important about the Avon Gorge.
What difference has it made having science underlying the work here?
It's always been very traditional for conservationists to just go out and remove bramble and ivy and trees if they're threatening grassland plants. And we've been working with the university really to look at how science can help us make better decisions when we're managing the area.
So the curious finding that we've made is that these new hybrids, which can be different numbers of chromosomes compared to the parents, although they're reproducing asexually, producing seeds without sex, they do need pollination in order to drive and trigger the asexual formation of seeds. So this is quite curious, and we've found that among the rare hybrid species like Sorbus bristoliensis and Sorbus wilmottiana, this is being driven not by their own pollen, but by pollen from another species, particularly Sorbus aria, the original parent. And so these asexual plants, these rare plants, need to be pollinated by another sorbus in order for them to set their asexual seed. It's very complicated, but the key finding is that Sorbus aria is important for providing the pollen that triggers the asexual seed set. So we've got to preserve enough Sorbus aria in the gorge, even though it's very, very common, we've still got to look after it in order to drive the reproductive process of the rare endemics and further their survival.
So they're all still interlinked, even though they're separate species?
Yes, this is a sort of new idea in conservation and wildlife management with these plants, is that you preserve the process rather than necessarily the rare plants themselves.
Simon Hiscock, a professor of botany at the University of Bristol. You can hear more of that interview from the Planet Earth podcast, which you can find on our website at nakedscientists.com/planet-earth.